Thank you for listening to. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
Beautiful, beautiful. Hello, happy Thursday night. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth. You've just heard the beautiful sounds of Jackson-based gospel and opera vocalist Sheila Ramsey. I call her Miss Diva Sheila, but Miss Sheila Ramsey. She will be guest in a couple weeks on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports on May the 16th on a Monday. So don't miss that interview. And please call in to talk with Sheila and ask her questions about her soon-to-be trip to Los Angeles to be a part of Opera Works. She and another Jackson-based opera singer were invited to travel to Los Angeles in late June. So Ms. Diva Sheila will be discussing her current projects and telling us more about Opera Works. You can tweet Sheila also at Sheila Ramsey. That's S-H-E-I-L-A Ramsey, and she's on Facebook also. You can add her as a friend, tell her I sent you, and that you're looking forward to hearing her interview with yours truly on May the 16th. Okay? And she has a few recitals scheduled the weekend before the interview, so if you're really into good music and especially opera, don't hesitate to contact Sheila, Miss Diva Sheila. Again, beautiful, right? I know. Okay. Well, let's get things started. Well, we really started with the beautiful sounds of Miss Sheila. But please don't hesitate to call in to tell me and talk to me why Mom's Day is so special to you. It's special to me for numerous reasons. But we'll talk about Mother's Day in the latter part of the show, but feel free to call in anytime. If I get a call and you want to talk about why Mother's Day is special to you, I'll stop what I'm talking about and put you in the spotlight so you can talk about what's special. I mean, because Mother's Day is special for also men who play the role of mom and dad also. I know personally, my entire life I've known men who pretty much play the role, and vice versa, women who play the role of mom and dad. Because I grew up in a single-parent home with my mother. But then I've been blessed to have positive male role models and mentors and, you know, just and good friends that growing up in a single-parent home isn't a bad thing. You know, I know people that grew up in two-parent homes that were very, very turbulent. But Mom's Day is a special day for many, many different reasons. Number one, special to me because moms are the reason why we are here. You know, dads too. But, I mean, most moms literally give birth to us. You know, so, yeah. And I'm a mom, too, which if you read my the description of my show, and then I posted a picture on my Facebook page. I had a son in 88 that I gave birth to prematurely. And so he lived only like a couple minutes, and he passed away. His name was Christopher Cortez. So he would be probably be turning 23 on September 11th. Ironically, in September. But like I said, we'll talk about Mom's Day later on in the show, but feel free to call and talk about anything, but mainly about why is Mom Day Weekend is so special to you. And also I share some websites with you regarding gift ideas for Mother's Day. Okay, because Mom's Day really, you can go all out, and if you have the budget, you can spend a lot of money. But then Mom's Day also, it can be something economically. Even if you're a kid, even if you're an adult, you can hand make things. I think moms really, their thought is what counts. I mean, because fun projects is like making handmade cards, you know, and being expressive, putting your own your own artwork on cards. That's just one example. But we'll talk more about why Mom's Day is so special to you in the later part of the show, like I said today, because there's been so much exciting news going on since the last time I chatted with you guys on Monday. And tomorrow, since I had trouble broadcasting the Royal Wedding show, that special show will air tomorrow morning. Those of you who are like me, who are into the royal wedding craze, I've been into the royals ever since I was a little girl, so why stop now? Duh. You know, so tomorrow morning, I scheduled the royal wedding where we can share our favorite special moments of the royal wedding, and also Prince Charles' recent visit to Washington, D.C. So we have 14 minutes, but, it's important to do this important small talk, you know, talk about what's hot and rocking in the news. One thing that's hot and rocking is the president's visit to New York's Ground Zero, you know, to mark the death of Osama bin Laden and honoring those who were slain and their families on 9/11. So our praises and prayers go out to our brothers and sisters in New York and everyone who was affected. I mean, we're all affected by that horrific man-made disaster. So we must continue to keep each other in each other's prayers, right? Amen. So, you know, if you want to call in and talk about that, you sure can. Feel free. Some other interesting things have been happening in the news. You all know I love sports, so I just want to shout out all the teams that are winning. The words of Charlie Sheen, and I must give him a thumbs up for his work that he's doing down here in the Deep South. I don't know if some of you all know, but Charlie Sheen traveled to Tuscaloosa area in Alabama to help people out and to give support for regarding the tornadoes that hit this area. You know, I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, so that hit Tuscaloosa and, you know, Alabama. Tuscaloosa is in Alabama, Mississippi, and several other states. But he went to Tuscaloosa after getting a tweet from a young man in that area. And so follow Charlie Sheen so you can stay updated on the work that he's doing down here in the Deep South. Because I believe I seen on a local news broadcast on Fox News, I believe, this morning, where he created a website also. I think it's called Torpedoes Against Tornadoes. Follow him so you can get more information, because he's raising money to aid the victims of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So thumbs up to him, big-time celebrity, who's, you know, somewhat controversial. My mom and I are big, so I have always been big supporters of the. Well, I've always been big supporters of his entire family, his dad, his brother, Emilio. You know, I love the Sheen families and the Douglas families and the Bridges and all those great actors. I just love those families. So I'm glad that Charlie Sheen is rolling his sleeves up and doing his thing. You know, he's not just talking the talk, but he's, you know, walking the walk. That's all I have to say. Okay. Now, but I want to talk about some sports. I another thumbs up goes out to the Saints and the Cowboys, not just because they're my favorite teams, and the other NFL players who are conducting their own players-only workouts. So I must give those guys a thumbs up because, like I stated on Monday's show, those guys need to work out. They need to. Some of them stay on healthy diets on and off season, but some of them don't. There's a certain way that those guys are supposed to eat and maintain their diet. There are certain. Supposed to weigh a certain amount. Some have to gain weight. Some have to lose weight. It depends on the position that they're playing. You know, and definitely all of us exercise, we know that we have to warm up just on a daily basis. Just imagine the intensity of their workouts and exercises. And those are their jobs. So it's important for them to be in a work environment. So, you know, so kudos to Drew Brees, who's leading the Saints. And I guess Tony Romo is, I think, pretty much leading his team. And I'm not sure about the other teams. So just, you know, check out NFL Network and log on to NFL.com and ESPN and follow Mike and Mike in the morning on ESPN and ESPN Radio to, you know, to keep updated on what's going on with the guys. It's good that they're being proactive. And they really make, I mean, I hope I'm not talking for myself, but supporters like I, very, very happy, you know. That's a good thing. And I was watching outside the lines earlier today, and they had an interesting topic on their consequences of Twitter language. And I thought that was just interesting. I just wanted to bring that up. They are talking about how some press agents or agents, how people that represent players have to manage their clients' careers when they say certain things on Twitter in the reactions of some teams, even some collegiate teams, how they handle tweets, good, bad, and in between. So, I mean, I thought that was pretty interesting. You all sent, I thank you all so much for your messages and your comments and information that you send me and the inspiration that you provide me with creating topics for future shows. Let's see. Another thing that was interesting to me today, as I read the Wall Street Journal, which is always filled with great articles. I love the Wall Street Journal, believe it or not, since I was a little girl. So besides the political articles, I found a couple articles that were extremely extremely interesting, especially one in the marketplace section and one in the personal journal section. There's one article entitled "The Avon Bribe Investigation Widens" by Ellen Brown. And then there's another one called "Why Pay Full Price" by Elizabeth Holmes. Those are very, very interesting articles that I read. So check those articles out. Why pay full price? None of us never want to pay full price if we don't have to, do we? You know, so it's about how important loyal customers are. How if a company loses one loyal company, how many customers it take actually to replace one loyal customer? Literally in the teens compared to one loyal customer. Loyalty is important. So we have about 6 more minutes. And also, that Avon article is very important to me because I've loved Avon since I was a little girl. So articles like that of conglomerates always intrigue me. And as you know, I am a Mart girl. A Mart girl is a customer or a sales rep or a person that works for Meat Mark. And Meat Mark is a Avon brand. So, and it's a very fun company. So visit my e-boutique, which is my online store at mymarkstore.com. Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. We always have great promotions going on. And please, you're not required to buy, but I appreciate your purchases. But please register for my email list so I can send you great emails regarding future products, special promotions, and even giveaways. If I decide to give something away or send out samples or something, I need your information to get that info to you. So don't hesitate to get on my email list. And I must shout out my Reverb Nation people. Peeps, I haven't been on Reverb Nation the way I should this week. But my fans and my email list of Reverb Nation is crazy. So if you don't have a username, don't have a profile with a Block Talk Radio, create one so you can enter the chat room. The Culture Shock Entertainment Report's chat room. But, and there's another thing that caught my attention. As I was watching CNN on Wednesday afternoon, in between them talking about, is it OBL, Osama bin Laden? There's a report about how more Americans are utilizing food stamps than ever. That is at an all-time high with Mississippi and Oregon. I'm in the state of Mississippi. With Mississippi and Oregon being the highest percentage, tied at 20%. And then Wyoming is at the lowest with 6.6%. And with the way natural disasters are going on, I mean, that doesn't seem like that's, you know, a good thing. But that program was created for a reason. And the reporter, she went into why, you know, how, the history of how the food stamp program was created and so on. But I'm in the state of Mississippi, so I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And you know, statistics of Mississippi are amazing because Mississippi, for years, I have to check like the stats like right now, but for years, Mississippi, like sometimes it's on the negative, it's on the top of negative statistics. But then also we're on the top of some very good statistics too. But it's kind of odd how Mississippi is also like number one with the most millionaires per capita mile. And, you know, so it's just kind of odd. But the way the economy is and so on, it's just so important for us to create jobs and so on. Because my story growing up in Mississippi, it's not different than my friends and my peers of my age and so on. But I was born in 68, so I was born at the end of the Civil Rights era. But my upbringing in Jackson, Mississippi, and part-time in Dallas in my teens and 20s, but my upbringing in Jackson has always, I was never surrounded by entrepreneurs, even people who work regular jobs. And they always had like a passion that they made money from. I just want to share that because I've had an entrepreneurial spirit ever since I was a little girl, mainly because I've always been surrounded by entrepreneurs, and I just thought that was a way of life. And then when I was in third grade, I learned about how the free enterprise system operates. You know? So I need to share more with you all in the near future. So one show I'll talk about some things because I am working on authoring a book called The Rise, Fall, and Struggles of the Southern Middle Class. And if you'd like to be a part of that, my book and documentary, please let me know. I mean, even my own story has been like a big thing to me, being objective. Rise, Fall, and Struggles of the Southern Middle Class. Because I've seen friends and loved ones. I mean, my mom and I are struggling. I'm not going to even deny it. But I've had friends and loved ones who you can't even believe the things that they have gone through in during this recent recession, you know. But back to Mother's Day, I told you all I was going to share some websites for gift ideas for Mother's Day. And, oh, those ideas are gifts.com ideas, mothers-day. FindGift.com, holidays/Mother's Day-Day, Patch.com, Mother's Day Central.com, RedEnvelope.com, FTD.com, Mother's-Day-Gifts-Ideas, BestOnlineGiftsIdeas.com, Mother's-Day. And also, my state, along all counties along Mississippi River, are preparing for a major flood. So I want you all to watch the news and keep up with what's going on concerning floods here in the state of Mississippi. And also, tornado relief is going on. So be sure to contact American Red Cross Hands of Hope, 1-855-820-9307. And Red Cross is redcross.org. And also to help out with the tornado relief here in the state of Mississippi, you can text to donate like $10 or however much you want to donate to the Red Cross to help tornado victims is Red Cross to 90999. Okay, that's what's up in Jackson, Mississippi. And shout out to everyone that's going to see Ricky Smalley also this weekend. But time is up, and I will talk with you all tomorrow morning at 5:30, those who love the Royals. Then we'll talk more also about sports and other news. But it mainly be about the Royals and Prince Charles' recent visit. So God bless you all. I love you. And thank you for your feedback. And I look forward to receiving your calls and actually talking with you in the near future. God bless. And happy Mother's Day weekend.